It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We've been checking in with Wisconsin's congressional delegation, and today we hear from Democratic Representative Mark Pocan.
Pocan has introduced a bill that seeks to ban special government employees, in particular Elon Musk, from obtaining federal contracts. Yesterday, the House DOGE subcommittee met for the first time.
House Democrats took aim at Musk's Department of Government Efficiency initiative, while Republicans fiercely defended Musk's actions, even as federal judges are attempting to stop some of them.
Here's Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Georgia Republican who is the DOGE subcommittee chair.
The legislative branch can't sit on the sidelines. In this subcommittee, we will fight the war on waste shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, Elon Musk, and the DOGE team.
Representative Mark Pocan joins us now to discuss his latest policy initiative and other issues facing Democrats. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You don't sit on the House DOGE subcommittee, but do you have takeaways from what you heard yesterday?
Well, Congress isn't doing a damn thing. To be honest, that's part of the problem. We've pretty much given up our constitutional authority as a branch of government and given the keys completely to the executive branch. And the president has given the keys completely to an unelected billionaire and a bunch of 19 to 20 somethings who are working for the DOGE commission that are now turning on and off the spigots of federal dollars. The problem is they have no experience or understanding of what they're doing. And we're seeing real life impacts back home. We're seeing farmers that can't have their products sold to USAID anymore to give food around the world. We're finding up our researchers who are going to lose their grants and lose their jobs and lose years of potential work through those items that they're researching. We're finding out about people who have disabilities on Medicaid who are very fearful that they're not going to have the support that they need. And then that falls on the community. We're hearing about cuts to Department of Education so deep that it's going to affect the overall dollars that are available, which is going to then cut every district in the state. At the same time, they're trying to move those dollars to private schools. There's a lot going on, but Congress isn't doing a thing about it. And that's part of the problem. Right now, you literally just have an unelected billionaire and some 20-somethings, none of which have any experience in the federal government. And to make it worse, Elon Musk has federal contracts, $20 billion plus he's had, plus some undisclosed ones. Look, a member of Congress can't have a contract with federal government for good reason. Federal employees can't have a contract, separate contract, with the federal government where they have oversight. But Elon Musk somehow has that. And honestly, that's like a formula for corruption when you are in charge of turning on the spigots of federal dollars. So there's a lot of problems going on where I work right now.
You've introduced legislation known as the Elon Musk Act. Musk, as you have mentioned, a major federal contractor. What would this do?
Well, it's the eliminate looting of our nation by mitigating unethical state kleptocracy, which also stands for Elon Musk. But the point is, he is now a special government employee, no different really than a federal employee or a member of Congress, and should abide by the same rules, which means you can't also get federal contracts because you're just ripe for corruption. I mean, you know, if a federal agency right now, he's proving it by shutting some down. If you want to make sure you're not hurt, guess what? Maybe you find a contract for one of his companies. That is the definition of corruption, and that's what we're doing right now. And unless we have something that either says he can't have contracts, but he can then have the role he's in, or he can't have the role he's in if he wants federal contracts. But to do both, clearly, doesn't matter where you come from on the political spectrum, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for members of Congress. It doesn't make sense for other federal employees. It shouldn't make any sense for special government employees.
Is your legislation getting any traction with your colleagues?
Well, I think the messaging is, you know, because now and more people are figuring out that he has a lot of contracts. And it just turns out that he now has access to all this data, including a lot of our privacy data across the country. But he has data to the people who have made complaints against his companies at SpaceX and Elon Tesla. And that's a problem, right? And, you know, a lot of these agencies are actually investigating parts of the contracts they had because you do that to protect taxpayer resources. And now he's able to influence those. So there is so much corruption right now, potential with this DOGE commission that, you know, I don't think was thought of. Donald Trump was infamous for saying on healthcare, he had a concept of a plan, not a plan. Pretty much everything he does is a concept of a plan. But the reality is putting the world's richest man who gets federal contracts in charge of federal dollars that could go to federal contracts is a real problem. And don't forget also, the cuts that he's making are all about the tax cut for the wealthiest, for Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg.
Congressman
Buchanan, holy grail.
Yeah, I do want to ask you, though. I mean, you've listed a laundry list of items here that the Trump administration and Elon Musk are moving on. It's fast. What else are House Democrats doing as this transpires with government agencies and federal offices? Do Democrats know how to respond in this moment?
Well, elections have consequences. We're not in charge of the House, the Senate, or the executive branch. So if there's a government shutdown, for example, on March 14th, it's because the Republicans have decided to do that. They're in charge of everything. And I am fearful that that will likely happen. In fact, I think Donald Trump loves the drama. He might just do that. We're working on two fronts, litigation, and we often can't have standing because Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, won't give us that standing to sue. So we're working with the groups that are suing on many of these actions that we think are illegal or even unconstitutional. And then communication. We're trying to get the information out right now. I think if the average person, doesn't matter who you voted for, but if you voted for Donald Trump because eggs and housing were too expensive, I understand why you might have done that. But if you think having someone who can then get federal contracts from controlling federal agencies, you might not like that. Or if you think that cuts to the Department of Education could actually take tax dollars, resources away from education, that they're going to fall in on your property taxes, it's just a bait and switch, you may not like that. And I think our job is to get that kind of information out.
Talking with Representative Mark Pocan, serves Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, learning about how he and other Democrats are responding to the new presidential administration. We talked recently with your colleague across the aisle, Republican Representative Tom Tiffany was here, talking about President Trump's federal funding freeze and whether that violates Congress's power of the purse. Let's hear what he had to say.
I believe it's appropriate that this administration is saying, hold it. Time out. We want to make sure that this money is going to appropriate purposes. So did we appropriate the money? Yes, we did. But it is up to the executive branch to make sure that the money is going out in a fashion that represents the will of the American people.
Do you think the president has the right to freeze federal funding? And if not, how would Congress challenge it?
Well, it's very apparent Tom Tiffany doesn't serve on the Appropriations Committee like I do, because he would have a better answer than that. We almost exclusively have the power of the purse, and there may be some areas where the executive branch does. But if funds have already been appropriated, that's part of the beef, right, with where he's going and how much overreach you're seeing from the White House, which is why there's many lawsuits right now. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think there's just a complete lack of understanding by the White House where some of their authority is. So when they're going into these federal agencies, including ones that are created by Congress, which they don't have the authority to go in and dismantling them, that's something that there's absolutely going to be litigation. Very likely they're going to be stopped. But in the meantime, there's confusion and chaos, unfortunately something that Donald Trump enjoys too often. But at least as a member of Congress, what we have to care about is our constitutional authority and our constitutional powers. And too many of these members of Congress, including Tom Tiffany, apparently, are willing to give the keys to Congress, also to the White House, and that takes away the checks and balances we need.
Okay, you mentioned earlier March 14th. Congress has until that date to pass a government spending bill and prevent a government shutdown. Could this be a moment for Democrats to flesh out a deal with Republicans as what we see, as you mentioned earlier, Trump dismantling federal agencies? Is there a moment that you could see some working together?
Well, traditionally, that's the way it would be. The Republicans, however, last Congress were very clear that they were going to get the votes from their caucus or else they wouldn't do it at all. And very rare occasion did they break from that. And if that's the way they're going to operate, which we think they will, since they're in charge of the House and the Senate and the White House, I think it's going to be very difficult to see them with their somewhat dysfunctional majority, especially in the House, being able to do something. And they had two deals last year with Democrats, one just in December with Mike Johnson, where they broke an agreement we made, and the year prior with Kevin McCarthy, which had never happened since I've been in Congress prior. So it's a little hard to trust people when you have a negotiation and agreement and they break it, that, you know, it's going to have to be something consequential because they're doing, I think, a lot of damage right now and overreach of their power. and verifiable, because we now have had several broken agreements from this current majority in the Congress. So it's always possible, but I think more likely Donald Trump loves theater. He loves drama. Every person who is a cabinet pick had to submit video of them on TV, because that's how he operates. And for him, it's entertaining to have a shutdown. I would bet there's going to be a shutdown.
Representative Pocan, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries unveiled this 10-part plan last week for House Democrats to counter many of Trump's moves. Where do you stand on a plan like this?
Well, I already said it's litigation and communication, right? Unfortunately, we don't have the majority in Congress to actually pass legislation. So we're working with the groups on the outside, and I urge everyone to support those groups. There's trackers out there about all the litigation, and there's a lot right now on Trump's actions. But communication, share, you know, there's so many falsehoods that, especially Elon Musk, because he has no clue about how the federal government works. We have to share that information so people can see just how dangerous some of their actions are, because they don't know it and they don't understand it. But just our privacy alone, our data. You know, recently Elon Musk was talking about federal employees, how could they have such high net worths with their salary? Well, how would he even know that unless he's really looking at people's data a little too closely? And with the Treasury, he has information about our Social Security payments, our taxes, everything across the country. That is big government at its worst. And I think people have to kind of wake up and realize that, you know, this is a power grab like we have never seen before.
Representative Pocan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mark Pocan is the U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. That includes Madison. We've been checking in with Wisconsin's delegation on Capitol Hill in recent weeks to discuss the latest developments. You can listen back to these interviews at WPR.org.